No, I don't.
Graduation from school or anything?
Well, Jim's graduation from school, we were down at, from high school, we were down at Washington at something going on for Frank.
Yeah.
And,
ordination?
We just, got back in time to take Jim down to the, convention hall and leave him there.
That was his ordination, wasn't it?
Was Frank's ordination?
Yeah.
I don't know.
39.
Guess maybe it was, but, well, I know, we just got home in time that Jim couldn't even get any supper. We just drove him on down to the convention hall and left him, picked up his cap and gown and left him down there. And we came home and ate our supper. And then after we ate, we went back to the graduation and brought him home.
Sure, Frank was ordained in 39, around the 31st of May. And Jim would have been graduated.
Well, the same day then. Same day coming home. And Joe couldn't find his cap and gown for the graduation because it was Frank's first Mass. So Frank mustn't have been graduating when Jim's home in time to get him down to convention hall. And then, of course, the high Mass. Poor Joe couldn't find the cap and gown with all the cassocks and surplices and black suits and black bags and all the rest of it that were in the house at the time. And finally, somebody found his cap and gown stuck in some place and got it to him and ran him down to the hall to go to his graduation. Nobody went.
What about the first ordination? That brings up Frank's ordination.
Yeah.
Remember any incidents connected with that?
Oh, with Frank's ordination, we had a whole house in Washington. We had 22 people in there staying for the day, 2 days, I guess. We went down the day before, and then the ordination, and then came back home the next day for his, well, the next day was his first Mass over in Green Hill, no.
Virginia.
Alexandria. Yeah, over in Virginia, yes, where the convent, where Eleanor was staying. And Great Falls, or church, Falls Church over in Virginia. And Mother Olivia was superior, and Eleanor was staying there, and we went over there for the Mass.
Did Dad have anything memorial to remark at the time?
No, but there was a fainting of John and Therese at the altar. They both fainted.
At the Mass.
At the Mass.
Too big a crowd, Immaculate Conception Church.
No, this was at this convent. We had his first Mass there. And then afterwards, the sisters gave us a nice breakfast.
What did they faint about?
Well, they went up to the communion rail, and John fainted. And they took him out, and he wouldn't take water or let the water under in his lips or anything. And he finally came to and came back, went to communion, and then on top of it, Therese fainted. But that was excitement, I guess.
It was a hot day.
Yeah. So we had a nice breakfast there, and then Joe McKenna took Eleanor and Mother Mary Andrew that was with her home, and then we came home, and then, of course, the following Sunday, we had the High Mass here.
What was a big day for Dad, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a big day for all of us.
Yeah.